Have you ever had a crazy animal experience? Well, I'm going to tell you of some crazy or scary or awesome animal experiences. I was hunting with my stepdad for deer. We were in the forest when we saw a doe standing 3 yards away from me. We got closer to the deer, and it just stared back at us. Finally, we were about 3 feet away from the deer. When we left, the deer started following us. It followed us for about a mile, then it left. Me and my stepdad and my mom were on our way to Ridgeway when we saw a bear cub cross the road. As it was about halfway into the road, a car ran over it and it ripped off the bumper of the car.
What was that?
Oh my God, what was that? That was terrible.
I think that car just hit a bear.
Is that a bear?
What? Oh my, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Is it
I think
okay?
I'll get out and go look. I don't know what's going on here, but I think I should get out and go look.
My dad got out of the car and got about 4 feet away from it. Then it got up, rear on its hind legs, then it went down and walked away. I was about 4 years old when my grandma asked me to go get the eggs from the chicken coop, and she had this really mean rooster named Clyde. He was a right white Gotham rooster, and I went in, and he was sitting on the roost, and he flew down and cut up my arms with his spurs, and I screamed and ran out. And then this was about a year later, he was still really mean. And we were thinking about making a video of him having a gold chain and a flat bill hat on sideways and walking around with the song, "It Feels Good to Be a Gangster," because he was like a pretty much gangster. And so then he got put in a box and floated down a river. My grandma put him in a box and put him in the river. And that was the end of Clyde.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster type player plays his cards right. A real gangster type player never runs his mouth, 'cause real gangsterized players don't start fights.